Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with Barcelona-born New York City jazz bassist, composer, and educator Manel Fortia. We caught up with him via Zoom in Barcelona to talk about his new 2022 CD, Despertar. He bridges his Mediterranean and Spanish roots with the sound of the modern New York City jazz on this trio. His melodic sense, rhythmic precision, and creativity have made him one of the most unique and original musicians of this new generation, and has allowed him to perform with luminaries like Dave Liebman, Arturo O'Farrell, at some of the most prestigious jazz festivals and clubs around the world. He's got a great story. Enjoy.
Well, hey, thanks again, and I appreciate you taking a minute out. And I want to start first and foremost with, you know, you're releasing a new album during a time of coming out of a pandemic. How does it feel to be able to have an album come out with the hope of having more live shows and more activity going on?
My story is that I was living in New York because of the pandemic. I came back to Barcelona. It's my hometown. I was born here. So for me, I had the idea to record something in New York because I wanted to stay more longer there. When I came back because of the pandemic, I tried to have some joy and positive attitude about the music because it was difficult for all. And I was trying to create music because there was no... In Spain, there was some small concerts in 2020, in the summer, but not a lot, and then was a lot of shows cancelled, and, you know. So I was trying to create music and preparing new material to be prepared when the pandemic was over, and now it seems that is almost over, so I'm happy to have this album now prepared.
So let's go back in your life here. Talk to me a little bit about growing up and what kind of jazz influences you have to get to your voice now.
I grew up in a town close to Barcelona. When I'm not in my family, there are no musicians. I was discovering music by myself and with my friends, and it was like progressive, not as a child. But always I had a lot of curiosity on discovering new styles. And I started with the guitar when I was 9 years old. Then I switched to bass when I was a little older. And at the beginning, I liked rock music and more pop. Then I started to go to funk school, and then I jumped to jazz. And when I discovered jazz, it was like very rebellious because I liked it a lot to improvise, and jazz has that freedom that I was looking for. So then when, as an adult, I switched to double bass, because playing jazz, I was feeling more comfortable playing an acoustic instrument. And when I discovered the double bass, for me, it was like, wow, I want to play this for all my life. I stopped playing guitar, and I'm still playing a bit of electric bass sometimes, but not a lot. I'm focused in the double bass since I started. So my influences, then in jazz, I started listening a lot to Bill Evans Trio. Scott LaFaro was like the first influence in bass that I had. Then I discovered, of course, Ray Brown and Rob Carter and all Miles Davis quintet world. That was fascinating to me. And later I discovered Charlie Haden. And that is a point that also create a lot of impact about all the music career of Charlie, that has been doing a lot of different projects. Also, he has the Liberation Orchestra, that there is an album that they are playing some folk music from Catalonia, that where I'm from. And that was a main point that it makes a big emphasis on my influences. And also, I like a lot flamenco music, and I like a lot Paco de Lucía since I was a child. I have another project called Liberica that I'm trying to put these influences more effort with that, with mixing flamenco with jazz and with freedom. Also, Ornette Coleman was a reference to me when I discovered the freedom in music. Also through Charlie, I was like looking for the career of Charlie, and he was in the first quartet of Ornette. So one of my big influences is Charlie Haden. There is a Spanish double bassist called Javier Colina, that he was my teacher here. He is one of my big influences also, because I remember the first time I saw him playing live, I feel a lot of admiration for, because this, I don't know if you know Javier Colina. He's also this kind of musician that can play a lot of different styles. That is what I feel I am also. And he has a lot of musicality, and he's playing melodies all the time. And for me, it's like, I like a lot this kind of bass that play melodies and play beautiful sounds. That's it, a little resume of my influences.
What do you like the best about being a professional musician?
Good question. In these times, it's not easy. And when I it's not an easy profession. There are a lot of contradictions on that, because we are struggling a lot of times, like to find gigs or to try to have your project and develop your music and your project. Every time I'm playing in a live in a stage, then I understand what is the result of that, and it's like, okay, now all of the other things have sent. For me, play music and share music with other musicians and create music together. And the moment for me is something that is very special and difficult to explain to people that don't are musicians. This sensation of creating something together with other people, because it's something similar of a beautiful conversation with people that sometimes you don't know. I think this is the thing that I like it most, like how musicians can connect with people from everywhere on the world, and that maybe we can't speak the same language, but with music, I think music is an universal language, and with music all could work. Also thinking different, no? You can think, for example, in here in Barcelona, I'm teaching in a university called Taller de la Música. And I have an ensemble that is flamenco jazz. So mixing, trying to do the mix with flamenco and jazz and experimenting that. And I have students that from jazz world, and I have some students that have from flamenco world. The way that they learn music is very different. Also the way that they count the tempo, for example, no? In flamenco, the one, When we say the one in the music, in flamenco they say 12. So they count it all different, and the harmony also. They are thinking from different, because it's very related to the guitar, to the flamenco guitar. So it's, for me, it's fascinating how they can sound well together. At the same time, they are thinking totally different what the music that is sounding. So I think there is something that is magic and it's beautiful.
Manel, hey, thank you for opening up about your thoughts on music, the brand new album. Good luck with everything as you get out and promote this album and do more live shows. I appreciate your time.
Thank you to you.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players and minds in Barcelona, New York City, Kansas City, and spots all over the globe, giving fans all that jazz. And thanks to Manel for his time, music, and story. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes Store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com. And for everything Neon Jazz, go to the NeonJazz.blogspot.com. And for everything Joe Domino related, go to JoeDomino.com. And if you feel like it, you can kick in a few bucks to the Neon Jazz cause. Until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.